Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the podcast where we ask celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Ali Bastian. What shall I tell you about me? I'm messy, I'm creative, I'm sensitive, I'm shy, I'm confident, I'm a big messy mashup of all sorts of different qualities, I think. I like to make things and I love to travel, but I'm known for being an actress.
If you were a form of potato, what would you be and why?
I would be triple cooked chips, plural, with truffle oil. Basically, because go hard or go home, I think. That's it.
Close your eyes and describe a scene of tranquility.
Okay, I'm actually closing my eyes. It's Sunday morning, a sunny Sunday morning, like springtime, in bed with my fella and our dogs, and can hear lawnmowers outside and smell cut grass and it's lots of coffee on the go and chats and hugs and that's my perfect Sunday morning. Well, I might leave the rest where it goes from there.
Describe your perfect holiday. Where are we in the world and what are we doing?
So there's this little scatter of islands off the coast of Bali called the Gili Islands. And we're on Gili Air. The sun is setting on that island. Honestly, were the most incredible sunsets that I've ever seen in my life. So towards about, I think the sun was setting about 6 o'clock, everybody departs from whatever they're doing, goes up to the sunset end of the island, gets a cocktail or a beer and a beanbag and sits there and watches the sun go down. And I've never experienced peace like it. It's honestly just beautiful and peaceful and magical and probably one of the best holidays I've ever had in my life. So I went there with my husband just after we got engaged.
What's something people don't know about you?
I imagine that I have a little bit of a reputation for being a good girl, a sort of girl next door. And I swear like an absolute, I don't even know if it's politically correct to say trooper, probably not. I swear my head off all the time, and I have to really think about, like really think about it if I go on live TV and or radio. I have to have a real word with myself. I think I'm just expressive, but I think it shocks, people don't expect it necessarily to come out of my mouth and the velocity that it does sometimes. I've never left a job as well without that being part of my... If they do a speech about me leaving, literally everything, Hollyoaks, The Bill, whatever I finish, whenever the bosses stand up and they say nice words, which is lovely and very kind, they also like to tell everyone what a potty mouth I am and that they'll miss that.
What's your order at Nando's?
Oh, this is easy. Chicken pitta medium with cheese, peri chips, peronaise and macho peas on the side. Nice. I love Nando's. Like the biggest arguments in my life is sort of start with, should we go to Nando's? And then someone changing their mind. That's the kind of thing, if you commit to that, it is happening 100%.
If you could know the absolute truth to one question, what question would you ask?
Do my dogs judge me? Weird. But they see everything, like everything. There are no secrets in my house. There is nothing these animals don't know, really, or haven't witnessed. So I don't know. I think I would want to know the answer to that, but it also scares me that they might.
What celebrity do you have a secret crush on?
Jonathan from Queer Eye. Like, I love him so much. I want him to be my best friend, like almost to a stalky kind of level. Like, I want him to be my friend. Creepy. Oh, I think he's amazing and lovely and kind.
If you could eat anything for breakfast, what would it be?
Chocolate. I'm such a big chocoholic. I went to Bruges a few years ago, and one of the absolute best things about Bruges is that they give you chocolate for breakfast, which was just brilliant. In the hotels, there are like massive, it's like a lump of chocolate, and you carve a bit off and then have, oh, and there, I remember like a few years ago, I met this woman who just seemed like the sexiest, loveliest woman I've ever met, actually, and she was a chef, and I was like, what is the key to this? You're obviously, you know, really happy and confident and everything. And she was like, every morning I eat one of these truffles that I've made for myself, and I have an espresso, and I'm happy, and that's what I do. I'm like, nice, I could get on board with that. Just seemed very decadent.
What personal trait has gotten you into the most trouble?
Again, this is like, I think people think I'm a good girl, right? And I think, you know, I've been one of those girls that's been a bit trained to be a good girl. So I'm actually in the process of trying to undo that slightly now and live a slightly more unapologetic life. But I do get FOMO. I get FOMO. And I'm always the one to get busted, like whatever's happening. And so this sort of all started at school. Like there'd be something going on in the classroom. I wouldn't get involved. I'd be being good. Eventually I'd get involved and then I'd get caught because I'd be doing whatever it is, like the biggest, the loudest. And that has evolved into my professional life because essentially actors are children. And whenever we're on set, sort of anyone in the business kind of knows that when you do scenes with a load of actors, it's always going to be slightly out of control. So doctors, if it's a staff room scene and we're all there, everybody just gets into really naughty moods. Or if on the bill it used to be the briefing scenes and things, everyone's like, oh gosh, this is going to take a while because they're all together and they're going to start chatting and everything and just get a little bit out of control. But I'm still in that situation. I won't get involved and I won't, it's, even if it's just chatting on set, which is not ideal, you know, when you're trying to get things done. I'll always join in the end and I'll always get caught.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
So currently I've been absolutely hammering through a show called West Side on Netflix, which is, I don't even know how I found it. It just came up on one of those Netflix recommends this for you, because Netflix seems to know how stagey I am, I think. But it's basically based around a load of singer-songwriters in LA that are all brought together to create a showcase and to learn to write together and learn to be creative together. And so in some ways it really reminds me, I think it's very reminiscent of like getting my first break and what a special time that was, really, when I was 19 and I got Hollyoaks and everything, and life changed very quickly. So I kind of enjoy watching that and all of their excitement and hopes and dreams. But then also just it's reigniting my love for the creative process, watching them write together and make something.
What do you think should be one of your 17 questions, and what's your answer to it?
You definitely come up with loads of good ones. When I heard about your podcast and listened to a few of your episodes, it really reminded me of a time like years ago. I had, like, about 100 years ago, I had an interview for Maxim, back when all the lads mags were sort of all the rage, and I was terrified because I knew they were going to ask, or I had a really strong sense they were going to ask very intrusive questions, and I was nervous as hell and it's not really my speed, that kind of thing. And I walked in there, sat down for the interview, and he looked at me and he was like, how many Scotch eggs do you think you could eat in one sitting? I was like, this is amazing. I am so happy I'm here. And so that's my question. That's like always stuck in my head as an excellent question. I reckon, I've not tried it, but six? Like, I'm confident. I'm confident I could eat six if I was hungry. I like that question. They also asked me if I'd ever seen a UFO, and I can't remember how I answered that at the time. I don't think I have. I love the random quality of those kinds of questions. It makes me happy.
What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
Five Guys cheeseburger, to be honest. They're amazing. But no, apart from that, love. Or my husband and I on our honeymoon went scuba diving. I'd never done it before and I was so scared and I really bottled it. I didn't want to go in the morning. I was like, this is a really bad idea. Like, we've survived this honeymoon thus far. Like, let's leave it there and go home. Like, just, you know, we don't need to do this. And he was like, come on, let's just, you know, dip our toe in the water, literally. And we went for it and it was incredible. We ended up, the first ever proper scuba dive, I was diving with manta rays. Which was just magical, and I still dream about it. So that, if you ever have the chance, it's something else. It's another world.
What's the title of this current chapter in your life?
Ooh, I love that question. So I think the first thing that comes into my head is the only way out is through. And I guess, I don't know whether that actually describes this current chapter that I'm in at the moment, or maybe more. I love this idea of 7-year cycles in our lives. And for me, like, actually 28 to 35 was an incredibly transitional period, probably almost as much as going through my teens, in terms of just getting to know myself, spending time in my own skin. I think in my 20s, I'd absolutely, like, just flown for a few years. And I worked on Hollyoaks for 6 years. I came straight off that. I went on to The Bill for 3 years, then straight on to Strictly, and then toured with that, and then toured with another musical and a play. And it was an amazing time, but absolutely non-stop. And strangely, I sort of spent more time being somebody else than myself. And so you can't keep running from yourself. I think that's what I realised, and that it's kind of, I don't know, everything catches up with you in the end. And just allowing myself some space and time to really get to know who I am, what I want, how I feel about things, was just really essential. So that, probably, to be fair, yeah, that doesn't answer your question. It's the last period, and now I'm in the sort of 35 to period. And I'd say that's maybe the future's bright, because I feel in a really good space at the moment, and like lots of things coming together. Maybe the next one will be just when you think you've got it all sorted out.
Do you have any pet peeves?
I think not many. I think for the most part I'm quite laid back. But one that does really get me is apologies that aren't really apologies. You know, when people are like, I'm sorry, but... dot, dot, dot. Or, you know, I'm sorry it made you feel that way, or that kind of thing. That really winds me up. It's like, you're either sorry or you're not sorry. Like, say it if you mean it.
If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family think that you'd done?
So I asked my husband about this because I was fascinated to know what he'd think. And he came up with, he would have thought that I'd been protesting about something I feel really strongly about and will have somehow got caught up, I don't know, being chained somewhere and exciting, might end up arrested that way. My first thought was actually speeding, because I love driving, and I used to do a lot of stunt driving. Careful how I say that. When I was on The Bill, I was, yeah, always tearing around in the police cars, and I just got a real kind of taste for it. And I have got a bit of a heavy right foot, so I try and keep it under control. But yes, there's a confession of the day.
What are you working on at the moment?
I am currently appearing on BBC Doctors as practice manager Becky Clark. I also have just recently started a little company making dog collars and leads called Love Bastion. So it's on Instagram and Etsy. But yeah, that's just like my little passion project. But I really enjoy creating things and making things. And yeah, that's what I've been doing. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Ali Bastian.
Thanks for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you downloaded your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions that you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all social. And we'll see you next week.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.